Hello?
Hi, Ty. Okay. I'm not sure where that checkbook is. I don't use checks very often. Actually, I don't use them. I only use it from, I have one account I use my checks out of. That's it. Yeah, when I do that, I gotta be careful. It's what, $10? Okay. Yeah, I'm not gonna worry about it. Why I like to use a debit, because then that keeps me, when the debit card expires, then I have to change that account, and that keeps me up to date with, hey, I gotta look at this account again. That way I'm always looking at the account to make sure that it's feasible for my financial needs. Okay. Okay. Okay, sounds good. Do you own a couple homes or anything like that? Do you have real estate? Okay. Okay. Well, I'm a handyman. That's me foremost. But then I'm connected with Errol Faulkner is my buddy. He's a realtor, and he has like 10 different companies. So one of them is RCI, real estate. What's it called? RIC, maybe. I don't remember the acronyms. And so he does property management, besides real estate. He's got like an engine, and yeah, he's got this big network that helps me accomplish more than just being a handyman. I can help. So if I go into a person's house, I can give them all these other opportunities. So I'm going to do some work in your house, but here, have you thought about this, this, or this? So it opens doors to people's eyes for them to save money. And what we try to do is to help you with your dreams. Make sure that you're actually getting money back from that. So if I do home improvements, at the end of the year you can claim them, or when you sell the house. Right. Yeah. Good. Everybody loves my work. Tile's what I like to do, but I do everything from fences outside. I've got to go look at a job right now. It's crown molding. So. Right. Oh yeah. Yes. Yes. And for a rule of thumb, for anybody who has something like that, just general rule of thumb. So if they want to know what labor costs are going to be for something like that, it's going to be the cost of how much materials are, double that because labor is going to be about the same price. General rule of thumb, you know, if I'm doing just cement patching, then obviously that's not comparable. But doing a fence or doing tile work or anything like that, it's a good general rule of thumb for anybody who asks and for yourself too. If you want to replace anything, so redoing a tile in your bathtub, you know, the cost of how much you pay for tile, that's about how much the labor would be. Well, that's just it, right? See, that's something that you can do also. So you can charge yourself labor and then you can write that off too. So that's included in the home improvement. Yeah. When there's a lot of cuts, then it gets even more difficult. Okay. Where are you guys at? Okay. 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 Hi, Todd. All right. Thanks, sir. All right. Bye-bye.